Proverbs for the day, October the 21st. Proverbs chapter 21, verses 20, 25, 26. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. I don't know if you've ever been in business or worked in a business. I don't know if you've ever had some part in some side of a business. But the Bible says quite a bit about it. And the Bible, for the most part, gives you good business practices, but it goes beyond what we see out in the world. And the world ignores what the Bible really teaches just because of greed. But I want to talk about two simple thoughts here, where he says, there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. He coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. Now, let's look at the material application. The material application. First of all, the material application is basically this. You spend it once. You spend it once. For example, you eat it and you drink it once. And then you start over again. And so you take many examples out in the world is that this. There's been a revelation, you might say, a revealing rather, today of how many people have made a lot of money and have none of it left. For example, professional athletes. There have been some professional athletes that made millions, not just hundreds of thousands, which would be a lot of money, but millions, and they're bankrupt. And it happens. And in their cases, sometimes it was spending. Sometimes it was someone else spending. But my point is that no matter how much they made, they could only spend it once. And so there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man spendeth it up. So there is a blessing. There is a blessing from doing right. There is a blessing from being wise. And Ecclesiastes says, for example, you could leave an inheritance to a fool and he could spend it up. Or you could leave a fool in charge of it and they could spend it up. I could list you several companies that I've read about through the years that were doing really good, and now they've fallen on hard times, and some of them have closed their doors because the next generation, after those who started it or the middle generation continued it, the most recent generation just spent up what there was. And so the problem is, verse 25, for example, the desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. The slothful wants it without working. So it what? It eats him up because he eats it up. Verse 26, he coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not. Because they spend it up, because they eat it up, then they're not able to give. Notice it says there, the righteous giveth and spareth not. There is an earmark of a Christian, and the spiritual Christian life is we're givers. According to 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, Paul gives us example of people who gave even when they couldn't. Now, since we don't take up offerings, and that's not what this is about, I can be completely candid with you without you know, all your suspicious antennas going up, and rightly so in the day that we live in. But the idea is this. One of the earmarks of a Christian is we're givers. And it says, giveth and spareth not. Many years ago, I heard the story of a preacher and an older preacher and a younger preacher, and the younger preacher was asking for some advice about, you know, some things to guide his life, being called to preach. And the older preacher said, I could give you one piece of advice about the ministry. Never spare yourself. Never spare yourself. And there's something special about that advice. He said, never spare yourself. I've taken that advice. I heard an older man say that many, many years ago, that illustration. And I decided myself from there on out I was going to take that advice. And the best I know how, not spare myself. You know, that's what makes a good soldier. They don't spare themselves. The problem is a lot of people will give all they have to athletics, or they'll give all they have to business, or they'll give all they have to family or grandchildren or whatever. And God says, I want you to give me your all. Never spare yourself. And then if you're going to take care of my sheep, Simon Peter, John 21, never spare yourself. Other people are good at not sparing someone else's stuff. The foolish man spendeth it up. What we're supposed to do is spend ourselves. But the righteous giveth and spareth not. So the material application is clear. You spend it once. You use it once. And he says the foolish man spendeth it up. And what we have to do is be careful about that. We have to make sure we're not to be stingy, see, because the righteous giveth and spareth not. You see how the Bible balances out everything? See how the Bible just keeps that thing right there where it ought to be letting our moderation known? And so look at the spiritual application, okay? A spiritual application. In verse 20, there is treasure to be desired and all in the dwelling of the wise. A walking believer has treasure. We have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us, he says in 2 Corinthians. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. In the New Testament sense, it might be a financial blessing also, but it's not primarily. The spiritual application is that a walking believer, you say, what do you mean a walking believer? Is that somebody who doesn't have a vehicle? No. A walking believer is somebody who's walking with God. You know in your heart there's times you haven't walked with God. And you know there's some days you're not walking with Him the way you ought to or have before. The idea is to walk with Him every day. It isn't how you feel about it throughout the day or the end of the day. It's whether or not you're walking. Okay? It isn't whether or not you feel good about it or it was easy. Some of the days that God might be most pleased are the days that seemed really long and tough. Our hymns have so much in it. You know, oft times a day seems long. Our trials hard to bear. We're tempted to complain, to murmur, and despair. But there is one in heaven who knows our deepest care. Let Jesus solve your problems. Just go to Him in prayer. It will be worth it all when we see Christ. So you see the spiritual application. Now, a foolish believer wastes it. What do they waste? They waste their time. They waste their talent. They waste their tears, their treasures. You know, God intended for you to have tears. You may have more privately than others, men and women. But He intended you to have tears. And He intended you to spend them. But He didn't intend you to spend them on some drama. He didn't intend you to spend them on some movie. He didn't intend you to spend it on, on things. And I know it's hard. It is hard to lose an animal. We grew up with horses. You get close to them and dogs. That's tough. But He wants you to spend it on souls. He that goeth forth in weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Time, talent, tears, treasure. We have something to spend. We just need to do it right, because you can only spend it once. Now, a saved man or woman has a new nature with desires that are appropriate with that new nature. That new nature will not have wrong desires. So that gives us an immediate help in choosing which mind to listen to. The carnal mind or the spiritual mind. To be spiritually minded or to be carnally minded. But, you know, few people get out of the Bible what they ought to get out of it. And you ought to do that. You ought to get all you can out of your Bible in the good way. Okay? You get out your Bible, you get out paper, you at your church sign up for a Bible class. You ought to want Bible knowledge. He coveteth greedily, look, verse 26, all the day long. You want Bible knowledge, but you do little or nothing about it. And if you're not careful, now listen, I'm just telling you, I know, I study my Bible, read it every day, and God will give you stuff. But you better be careful as a believer and all the self-study. Do you know where most of the weird teachings and even heresies come from? You mark this down. We don't have time today. But Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. In Galatians 5, right in the middle of all those works of the flesh, ones that you wouldn't even dream of doing as a Christian, hopefully, But right in the middle of all that is one word, heresies, in verse 20. And someone says, yeah, that's why I don't want to listen to anybody else that might be teaching heresy. Well, you're not capable of it. See, that's what we got to watch as human beings. It's been my blessing, my lot, to go around the world, 15 countries, since preaching, teaching. But I'm going to tell you this. We have to watch ourselves and not trust ourselves all the time. But do you want Bible knowledge? Look, the desire of the sloth will kill them, for his hands refuse labor. He doesn't pick up his Bible. He doesn't pick up that book or that audio of trusted teaching and learn and sit at the feet. Why, listen, the very next chapter, tomorrow's chapter, chapter 22, and those verses 17 to 21, he says, bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee, have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. That last phrase, to send unto thee, isn't he sent that man unto somebody. He said, I'll put people in your path you can answer the words of. But notice he bowed down. The spiritual application. The material application is you spend it once. You get one shot at it. The spiritual application is your time, your talent, your tears, your treasures, all those things as a believer. You have one shot at it. Make the best of it for Christ.